Thank you, and good morning. Today's report comes all the way from Indianapolis at the 90th National FFA Convention and Expo. More than 64,000 FFA members are in attendance from across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. But this morning, we'll have a chance to catch up with one of our local FFA chapters. Yesterday afternoon, I ran into Lincolnwood FFA, and this morning, we'll start off by hearing from Stephanie Perrin. Stephanie, first time to National Convention. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you think about being here in Indy?
Well, I'm from Raymond, Illinois, and I think it's really cool to be here just to experience like all these exhibits and seeing all these people from around the world who are all in FFA.
And I love to ask this to FFA members that have never been here before. Did you expect to see this many blue jackets in one place?
Kind of. My advisor said that there was like going to be a lot of people, and I just think it's cool to see everybody in a blue jacket because you don't know really anything about them except for that they're in FFA, and it's just we all have this one thing in common.
Yeah, it's as I've said to other students, it's awesome to know that you're part of a really big organization, but you also have your own group at home. So Lincolnwood has done pretty well in a couple of career development events so far this year.
This year, land use, I think Lincolnwood placed first in all top 10 of us. We all did really well and we got first in land use. Agronomy, our green hand placed first and our varsity placed second. And last year, poultry, I got first place in green hand and my friend Bree got first place in varsity. I think Lincolnwood placed first overall too, so.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys have had a really great school year so far, and we're going to be talking with Bree next, Bree Bowler. Bree, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with the FFA chapter.
I'm Bree Bowler, and I am from Raymond, Illinois, and my job is basically taking pictures and like writing stuff about what we do and the FFA and the ag shop and all kinds of things like that. Yes, green hand reporter.
So, Bree, sounds like you've been busy this school year, too, with that officer position. What is your opinion of National Convention as it's your first time also?
I think it's really cool to see all the blue jackets and see where everybody has been come from. And it's really nice to, like, bond with these people because you all have that one thing in common with FFA.
So in your role with Green Hand Reporter, you said you have to take pictures and write up articles. Did you have an interest in that before you started out in the FFA chapter?
I didn't really, but since I got into it, I really do enjoy it. So it's really nice to let people know what's going on.
And maybe one day when you're a little bit older, you could be a different officer position. You have plans to do that as well?
I do. I don't know what I'm going to run for yet, but I do plan on running, yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bree. Next up is Stephen Holder. Stephen, you are also an officer for the chapter. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your role as an officer.
I'm Stephen Holder from Raymond, Illinois. I'm the chapter sentinel. The sentinel's job is basically to keep the meeting room comfortable and keep everything in order.
And how are things going for Lincolnwood FFA so far this year and the officer team?
Things are going very good. For a fundraiser to help us come to National Convention, we sold corn stock holders with gourds and pumpkins all involved. It was pretty simple.
Talk to us about what those looked like. I saw a picture, but those listening who haven't seen them, you had to weld and tell us how it works.
We took a circle plate on the bottom, and then we took metal, they're not really dowel rods, but metal dowel rods, welded them onto the metal plate, then drilled a hole in the bottom of the corn stalk, and then stuck the corn stalk onto the metal dowel rod, and then put gourds and a pumpkin around it to make it look fall-like.
Did you guys come up with that idea, or because that's pretty unique, or was it your advisor?
Our advisor came up with that.
Sounds good. Well, that's a really neat project. Glad those went over well for you. Also, I hear that the chapter had a petting zoo.
Yeah, we had a small petting zoo for pre-K and kindergarten from the Farmersville Grade School. We had two goats and five bunnies, and we also sent the kids home with cookies and Capri Suns.
All right, thank you so much, Stephen. And last but not least, we'll be talking with Evan Hopper. Evan, tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with Lincolnwood FFA.
I'm Evan Hopper. I'm from Raymond, Illinois. I helped with the corn stalks, and I helped out with our garden patch at picking the gourds, and I may be doing a bee, helping with the Peasants Forever plot with bee populations out behind the school.
Sounds great. And what are your thoughts about National FFA Convention so far? I know it's still early in the week.
Yeah, I think it's just like a farm progress show that we went to in Decatur, Illinois on steroids. It's just, holy cow, there's people everywhere. It's a lot bigger. You see people from Washington. There's people from Hawaii. I saw a board that pinpointed where they're from. And it's just amazing that people come from all over just to come here. And I think it's really awesome that they set this up, that people come from all over. And nobody knows where you come from. Like Stephanie said, that you don't know if they're from the middle of town or they're from the big houses that you see are going to Indianapolis, the only way we saw through here.
That's right. It's definitely a great experience, and FFA members that have been here for the first time have the same response as you. It's amazing how many Blue Jackets are here. I know today as we're talking, we're standing in the Career Expo, and there's a lot of different booths to walk around, but you guys are also planning to take some tours.
Yes, we did go to Rop Farms in Normal, Illinois, which is a little ways from here, but we saw a calf beat being pulled and saw them making their cheese, that they saw the different processes that they go through, and we watched a little video because we're not currently making cheese, but we saw a video on how they do that, and we got to pet some of the calves, and the guy talked us through all different processes as well, get a little bit more in depth, and it was a lot of fun, and bought some cheese, and that was really good snack on the way here.
Sounds awesome. And a couple other places that are actually in Indiana to visit also.
I believe we are going to the Indy 500 and taking a tour around there. I personally love that place. We go about every year. My dad and I go and we watch the 500, and it's really cool going back there behind the track and seeing the different cars getting pulled around. And so I'm really interested in seeing how they changed it for the convention and seeing how it just changed. We're also going to the Hypnotist. I think it's really cool. I've heard people loved it, and I have never been to one, so I will be intrigued.
Stephanie Perrin, Bree Bowler, Stephen Holder, and Evan Hopper of the Lincolnwood FFA. From Indianapolis at the 90th National FFA Convention, I'm Katie Wilson.